Proclamation number 6977 of 27th of November, 1957. Separate worlds. Various heavenly bodies. Countless heavenly bodies circling the universe, that you people are not be able to see, that all have emerged from God's strength of love. That's to say, they were once radiated divine strength of love in their substance, but originally it had another destination. For this radiated strength of love were beings, who should be active by the will of God, but which have not fulfilled their original destination and used their own force in a will opposed to God. So these beings miseducated themselves to creatures in a completely adverse type to God, and they couldn't stay in their deformity, because it contradicted the divine order. Therefore God reorganized these creatures. He dissolved them into countless tiny sparks of force, and from that he let arise new creatures of various kinds. That, what once was created as self-conscious beings, were now initially rigid structures, which God gave many different forms and the most various purpose determination. He brought, gathered, himself, so to speak, once emanated strength from him in specially created forms for that. He created countless worlds by virtue of his will, that are basically all the same, transformed spiritual beings, but which should get back their original form, but therefore first must serve each other in God's will. Insofar all these worlds are connected with each other, that they have the same creative spirit as the Father, that they all are created by the same power, and also they all live as a last aim the association with this creative spirit again. One will reigns all these worlds, and one strength preserves them. But nevertheless the different worlds are separated from each other, and none of the worlds comes into close contact with one another, because the basic substances of each single world are collected in accordance with it, and these basic substances have come more or less insubordinate to God, and therefore they also need the most various individual creations to organize themselves again and enter into the original state. Therefore each heavenly body is a work of creation for itself. All stars are different from each other in basic substance, creation and destination. Because the will to create of the eternal creative spirit is unlimited, because even his love and his wisdom is limitless. And his last aim is, to get back all once radiated strength from him as accomplished children, who can create and act with him in the same will for their pleasure and their salvation. The earth is such a work of creation, that God let arise for the purpose, that miseducated beings can turn again to their original being through their own will after endless long time. But only the earth offers the possibility, to achieve the highest perfection, while the other worlds partly contain already highly developed beings, partly are teaching institutions for such self-aware beings, who did not reach the aim in life on earth, but still need and also can be able to get to a certain level of maturity, once being able to fulfill its original purpose. However, for the achievement of the highest aim only the earth is the responsible work of creation, but therefore a passage on this earth is also far more difficult than going through other worlds. But in the end all creations in the universe serve only one purpose for the return of the spiritual, who once had fallen away from God. And therefore each creation will also remain strictly separated from the others, because the self-aware spiritual has to cover its course of development in complete freedom of will in each world. But immediately this freedom of will would be at risk, if compelling evidence would arise by compounds of self-aware beings for the salvation plan of God, and the free striving for perfection would be prevented from itself thereby. Although spiritual connections exist and can be initiated, but these do not exert any compulsory faith on the self-aware beings of this earth. They can be believed and not believed, and they only will exert a beneficent influence if a certain state of maturity of those beings has already reached. If people on Earth have already recognized their purpose of existence and want to achieve their last aim, then they're already near completion, and they do not need evidence. They believe also that such and strive for their unification with God and free will. Amen.